As marijuana moves into the mainstream, more filmmakers are taking a look at all aspects of cannabis culture. These days, marijuana movies are about more than hiding from Sergeant Stadenko or trying to get to White Castle for the munchies. Join with us as we explore the latest in the cannabis cinema.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for us to go to the cannabis cinema, and sometimes it's the small screen cinema as well. We're joined by the co-creators and producers of The Marijuana Show, Wendy Robbins and Karen Paul. Welcome to the show.
I'm going to switch my voices. This is Wendy Robbins, and Karen is not joining us today, but I will vibe into her so that she can join us.
That's awesome. Okay, so Wendy, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. And thank you also for rescheduling. We had some tech difficulties the last time we were scheduled, and it just broke my heart. I was glad we were able to get you back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for us. I really appreciate it.
Okay, so The Marijuana Show, let's get all the basics out of the way. What is it, and where can people see it?
Ah, okay. So it's think of it like Shark Tank and The Apprentice for ganjapreneurs. Essentially, okay. we had for season one, we had 200 people come and audition. And this was like we thought it up, and 2 weeks later, 200 people came and auditioned, and 22 got called back and were given challenges. The challenges were either emotional or they were, you know, how to do your business better, that kind of thing. And then we got down to 10, and 10 got to go to Bud Camp. And Bud Camp was 3 days of everything from rules, regulations, compliance, branding, marketing, you know, how do you pitch investors? And then finally, they got to pitch investors. And we had over $5 million offered to our contestants for season one, and season two looks like it's just going to be outrageous. I mean, the amount of potential money is really incredible, plus mentorship.
All right.
And then I know, right? And then how will people see it? Well, that's a good question, too. Originally, it was just on our site, which is themarijuanashow.com. We definitely like people to go there. And then we just did a deal, and it'll take a little while for it to happen, at least a couple months, but we'll be on Dish, Comcast, Xbox, Samsung, Roku, and then a number of streaming channels, too, to just really get that distribution up. So we'll reach over 50 million households. Doesn't mean 50 million are going to watch, but, you know, at least we have that kind of reach. So it's pretty cool.
Wow. So how have the contestants in season one fared in their business proposals?
Oh, you know, that's a really good question. You know, it was all over the map. It was from not being able to accept, for instance, one person really wanted $1 million and could not see taking less, couldn't see that other offers like having a commercial kitchen. In this case, that particular person was had an edible. And so we were fast-tracking them through the process, got the money, et cetera. And she just couldn't see it. She needed $1 million is what her feeling was, and we weren't offering $1 million. So what I learned from that is sometimes it doesn't always look the way that you think, and that it's really nice to be flexible. And so that was the lesson that I got out of that. But people all over the map in terms of, you know, really successful deals, national distribution, to struggling still.
Hmm. All right.
Like life.
So you're looking at season two now, and you're holding auditions now for season two, or when does that happen?
Yeah, you know, we've been having auditions. We had them in Arizona at a wonderful, wonderful place called Hempful. And Hempful is a cafe. They auditioned for season two, and we just started to become friends. They'll be in season two. And they held an audition. We'll have an audition in L.A. and Seattle. And also, so if anyone's up in Seattle, you definitely let us know by just going to The Marijuana Show, and then you'll see literally a little button that'll say audition, and you can sign up, and we'll see you. And then also Hempapalooza, which is happening June 21st in outside. What's the name of the town? Oh my gosh, Brennan.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. But you know that, and so it's outside of Seattle, so we'll be there, and then we'll come back to LA. And then I'm not kidding. We have people from Romania who have sent in auditions, Europe, Asia, Canada. So it's really all over the place. And this time, unlike last time, we're allowing for dispensaries too. So say a listener has a dispensary, but they're not super successful, or they're a great grower, but they're not really good at the retail side. We put together a team that can turn that around, and will invest money and like that. And it's really because they want to expand outside of Colorado. So that's pretty cool too, because there are literally millions of dollars available.
So is this coming out to Seattle and Los Angeles new? Were you just focused on Colorado in the first season?
Yeah, you know, the reason why I chose Denver is because the recreational. So because it's legal, we knew that we wouldn't get in trouble. So if you needed to taste that edible, not an issue. Or we weren't sure if people were going to have strains or different things. So that's why we had it there. We can do it in Seattle because it's rec. Or we probably will go back to Denver. But people will come from all over the place. So, you know, wherever they're listening to the show, that's totally cool. Just know that you need to come to Denver for the pitch.
Okay. We are speaking with Wendy Robbins from The Marijuana Show. They're out at themarijuanashow.com. And one of our live listeners on the chat room wanted to find out what Roku channel will that be on? Do you know?
I don't know, but as soon as I do know, I'll let you know.
Yeah, send me a note, send me a tweet. I'll tweet it out. We'll get the word out for you. So how many, cool. Are you going for 10 final contestants when you get done with this? Is that the goal?
You know, we did 10 before. I think it's going to be based on merit. So it's going to be based on the value that we think that the person or the business will have, and then also, can we get them the investor? And, you know, there's no guarantee, no 100% guarantee. But unlike season one, we really, really have taken a lot of time to choose the investors and then know what they like, and they're connecting ahead of time so that we pretty much know who's going to get money. But at the same time, you never know, because it can be some wild cards. And so we're planning on that too.
All right. You know, I have a passing acquaintance with, the Apprentice and Shark Tank and some of these entrepreneurial based shows. And I'm just wondering, in producing The Marijuana Show, it had to have been much more difficult. I mean, considering that these entities can't, you know, for the most part, get bank accounts. They got all sorts of tax problems. I mean, what were some of the difficulties you found in trying to produce this compared to, say, a regular reality show?
Well, you know, first of all, I mean, I guess like any reality show that deals with this, we had an SEC attorney, Barry Gainsburg, who's wonderful, by the way. If anyone needs an attorney, an SEC attorney is great. And it was because there's certain things you can and can't say. And in terms of the business, I think being a entrepreneur is way harder than being an entrepreneur. So even though you may have a love of the plant and understand the medicine of the plant, it doesn't mean that you're going to succeed in this, because the regulations keep changing, so you've got to be flexible. It's incredibly expensive. You can't write off what you normally could write off. The cost of goods sold, you cannot write off. You still have to pay the taxes, even though it's federally illegal. The federal government is more than happy to accept your truckloads of cash. You can't use a bank. It's like doing business with your eyes closed and, you know, arms behind your back and going, there you go, go. And because the laws change, and this is something that we did an experiment. We did like a little bit of a game show, and it was because we know that law can be boring, or we know that accounting can be boring. So what do you do? Well, you create a game show and you get good prizes. And so what we learned is just phenomenal in terms of just tax codes. We did something where we kind of stumped people with rules that had just changed like days before we shot. And the truth is if you were running a business and you didn't know those rules, you were still responsible. So what's at stake is literally your freedom, you know, and your family or your children, you know, losing custody, et cetera, just because you don't know one piece of the law. And believe me, they change. So that was what we were trying to prove with the show, is you have to be on top of it where other businesses are more established.
You know, I look around the TV landscape these days, and you know, state organizations like CNN and MSNBC are producing, it seems like, you know, Marijuana Show every other week. Is there a possibility this goes to the big leagues, that you take this to a major network?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because we did just sign a deal, and it's more for a production company than it is who has the connections with the networks. And I'm also meeting with an entertainment attorney while I'm in Los Angeles, which is where I'm talking to you from now. And the idea is to go network. The reason why, and again, I have 13 years background in writing, directing, producing, and shows won a couple Emmy Awards, etc. So I understand that part of the business, but it takes a long time. Just like I starred with Kelly Ripa on a television series, and it was for the Learning Channel, which is Discovery Channel, right? And it literally took her over a year to sell this concept. It took a year to shoot 8 episodes. Then it took another 6 months for them to get it out, and it was a dud. I mean, it didn't go anywhere. So it's very time-consuming. And on the Internet, as you heard, 2 weeks, we had an idea, and within a month, we were up there and had a little over 500,000 people viewing in pretty fast. And that, that's pretty cool because you can also control your message. And what my concern is with network isn't really about necessarily legalizing cannabis or legalizing hemp or explaining what CBD does, although I think CNN's done a really nice job. That's not necessarily, sometimes it's to be foolish or, different things. And we really, really, honestly, from our gut, want to see it become legalized. And so that's it. But yes, we are going for network now, because what we did is we created a carve out. So we'll still be able to do our show, and we're changing the network show enough so that we can still do our show and then be able to do, a network show too.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I would have never considered that there was that time lag in producing something for a network. And with something changing so rapidly and radically as the marijuana laws in this country, it sounds like you went with the best option. Doing it the Internet way, you were able to maintain control and get things produced quickly. We're speaking with Wendy Robbins. She's one of the co-creators and co-producers of The Marijuana Show. They're taking auditions for their second season. We got about a minute left here, Wendy. Can you tell people how they can get their audition in, where they got to go, what they got to do?
Yeah, go to themarijuanashow.com. So it's got a the in front of it because Marijuana Show was already gone. So themarijuanashow.com. And then on there, it'll say auditions on a tab. You click on that, and it'll tell you the rules. You have to be 21 years old. We're really looking for established businesses. If you have a dispensary or edibles, we're looking for you having your license and your permits. So it's not just like, hey, I've got a great recipe for, a pot brownie. It's not that. It's you understand the business more, so it's more established. And basically, literally, we have millions and millions and millions of dollars potentially available to the right people. So it's definitely worth it if you're listening. And it's not right for you, but you know somebody. If you don't mind sharing the buzz, we really appreciate it, because that's what it takes. Unlike network, we're here just person to person, making sure that we make a difference. So, I thank you, Wes, for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Last thing is I want to really thank Starbuds, who's one of our sponsors, and Hempapalooza, two sponsors. I just wanted to give them a shout-out.
Well, right on. And if you're auditioning in Seattle, who knows? Maybe I'll have to click that audition button. You can do the reality of me talking in a mic 2 hours a day about weed. That'll be good TV, huh?
Yeah. Hey, if you're looking for money for expansion or marketing or whatever, yeah, I'm sure we could work something out.
I'll take a look. Thanks so much, Wendy Robbins.
Thank
from
you.
themarijuanashow.com. Check it out, everyone. Stay tuned. We got the Radical Rant coming up next.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.